WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. You know that feeling when you just have a hunch about something? Like, deep down you know it's either going to be amazing or a complete disaster. That, my friends, is your intuition whispering sweet nothings in your ear, or maybe screaming fire alarms. Either way, developing that gut instinct, trusting those inner vibes, can make all the difference in navigating life's crazy roller coaster. Ever felt like you were going down a path that just didn't feel right? Maybe something seemed off, but you pushed through anyway because logic said it was the right decision. Yeah, I've been there too. Today, we're diving deep into intuition, how to hone it, recognize it, and ultimately, trust it like your best friend in a dark alleyway. Trust me, this is golden, especially in a world that constantly bombards us with information and opinions. Alright, let's get down to business with 5 key takeaways to unlock the power of intuition. First up, pay attention to those subtle cues. Your body's a genius, it speaks volumes through feelings, energy shifts, even your breath. Ever feel a knot in your stomach when you meet someone? Or a sudden wave of excitement when an opportunity pops up? Those are signals, my friend. Learning to read these nonverbal whispers is the first step towards understanding your intuition. Think of it like this. Your mind is the CEO, but your gut is the CFO, always watching the financial health of your decisions. Second, quiet the noise. We live in a world that screams for our attention 24/7. Social media, news cycles, opinions galore, can be overwhelming. To hear your intuition clearly, you gotta create some space for stillness. Practice mindfulness, meditation, or even just taking a few minutes each day to breathe deeply and tune into yourself. Imagine you're tuning a radio, you need to find the right frequency to pick up that clear signal from within. Third, trust your dreams. They might seem like random ramblings, but often our dreams offer powerful insights and messages. When you wake up feeling particularly stirred by a dream, write it down. Analyze it, look for recurring themes, symbols, or emotions. Sometimes those subconscious whispers can reveal things we are not consciously aware of. Think of your dreams as the universe whispering secrets. Pay attention, because they are trying to tell you something. Fourth, don't overthink it. This is a tricky one because our analytical brains love to dissect and analyze everything. But when it comes to intuition, sometimes the best approach is to simply trust the feeling. Don't get bogged down in logical arguments, just go with your gut. It's like that friend who always knows what to say, even if they can't explain why. Sometimes you just gotta trust their wisdom. Finally, practice makes perfect. Just like any skill, intuition gets stronger with practice. The more you pay attention to the subtle cues, the clearer your inner voice will become. Don't be afraid to make decisions based on your gut feeling, even if they seem unconventional. Remember, failure is a stepping stone. Each decision, good or bad, helps you refine your intuition over time. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist stuck in a dead-end job. She's been dreaming of opening her own gallery for years, but she keeps telling herself it's too risky, too ambitious. Then one day, while browsing a local art fair, she meets a passionate collector who expresses genuine interest in showcasing her work. Sarah feels this electric energy, a tingling sensation that whispers this is it. Despite her doubts, she takes a leap of faith and shares her gallery vision with the collector. They hit it off instantly, and within months, Sarah opens her dream gallery. It's not always easy, but following that initial gut feeling changed everything for Sarah. So, my friends, what about you? What's one thing you can start doing today to strengthen your intuition? Pay attention to those subtle cues, quiet the noise, trust your dreams, don't overthink it, and practice makes perfect. Remember, the answers you seek are often already within you, just need to learn how to listen. Until next time, keep striving for the inner compass, that gut feeling that guides you towards a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.